Elissa Walker Campbell, we are so glad you've made it a point to join us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loan Studios on this Friday night, and as promised, it is time to go around the horn. We're going to take time for a book review. One of our favorites is back with us. That, of course, is ESPN's baseball commentator, Tim Kirchen. We extended this invitation because he has released another book. Tim's been working some extra innings and produced another fascinating read. Congratulations and welcome back to the show, Tim.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Tim, I have to ask you before we get underway with the book, you have such a demanding schedule. When in the world did you find time to carve out some time to write another book?
Well, I had to write it in the off season because you can't write a book during the season. It's just too busy. So I sat down essentially the day I got home from the World Series, and I said, okay, this has got to be done the day I go to spring training. I can't let it get in the way of my real job. And even though I work all the time in the off season, it's not nearly as busy as it is during the season. So I wrote this thing in the middle of the night. I wrote it whenever there was time. I juggled a whole bunch of things at home. And as long as I know when the thing is due, when I set a deadline, I know I can reach it. Just as long as I know what it is, I can get it done. It was not easy, and there were a lot of middle-of-the-night kind of writing sessions, but it all worked out, so I was happy about that.
All I have to say is you have an amazing wife. How is the lovely Mrs. Kirchen?
She is she's okay. Fortunately, she was asleep for most of the time I was writing this book, and she was appreciative that I never woke her up for anything.
The title of Tim Kirchen's new book is I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies, Inside the Game We All Love. Okay, Tim, so talk to me. Where does this enthusiasm come from?
Well, I've always had this. This is a great love of mine, baseball. And the love for sacrifice flies is really kind of a joke, actually, but it's not really. I was on Baseball Tonight about 8 years ago with Steve Perfume and Oral Hershiser and Eduardo Perez, good friends of mine, and Carlos Lee of the Astros had hit his 14th sacrifice fly of the year, and he broke the club record before the All-Star break.
All right.
Uh-huh. I thought this was interesting. I said, and I blurted out when I shouldn't have, I'm fascinated by sacrifice flies, at which point Steve Rathune, hilarious guy, like stops the show in its track, live TV, and says, what did you just say? And the rest of, for the next 5 minutes, they made fun of me on what an idiot I am. But then I went on a mission after that to try to explain to people that sacrifice flies are indeed very interesting. You can reach base and get a sacrifice fly. Mm-hmm. You can hit an infield fly rule and get a sacrifice fly. You can hit into a double play and get a sacrifice fly. So I felt like if I can teach people to be interested in something as ordinary as the sacrifice fly, maybe I can keep them even more interested in some of the more fascinating parts of the game.
Tim Kirchen tells us the inspiration of his new book, I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies, Inside the Game That We All Love. And, you know, I'm a fan of baseball, but I have to tell you, we've kind of been hurt. Our heart's been broken, especially after the steroid era. How can we as fans, Tim, how can we fall in love with the game all over again?
Well, I think you need to watch, if you're having trouble, you need to watch all the young players in the game and realize this is a young man's game now. It's being played by bigger, stronger, faster players, including Carlos Correa, that we've seen in a really long time.
Yeah.
And the faces of the game, from Mike Trout to Bryce Harper to Carlos Correa, are great kids, for the most part, who really know and understand the importance of youth in baseball and that this is the way to sell the game. So if you've lost track of the game through steroids or whatever it is, just go to a game sometime and look around and see how many young players are playing. We had 23 All-Stars last season, 25 years or younger. And that's a real good sign for the game. These guys are going to grow up together, and a lot of people are going to someday say, you know, I saw Bryce Harper when he was 19 in the major league. I saw Carlos Correa's rookie year when he was 20. And that's how you keep the interest, is through the great young players in the game today.
You're listening to the voice of Tim Kirchen, ESPN's baseball commentator, author, his new book. Go ahead and get a copy of it. I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies, Inside the Game We All Love. And you're giving us the pulse of where the game stands today, this youth movement. So where are we in terms of with TV ratings and attendance with games? Is it fading or is it trending upward?
Well, TV ratings are going down nationally, but on the local side, things are pretty healthy. That teams with all this local TV and radio money coming out now, teams are, most of them, awash in cash. Teams like the Diamondbacks and the Phillies and, of course, the Dodgers, with some of the new deals that they've gotten, now they're in a position to go out and spend on the best players in free agency and make their team better, all the while trying to build with young guys through their farm system and everything else. As far as attendance, this is still a golden era of baseball when it comes to attendance. And when it just comes to revenue and the health of the game overall, this is definitely a golden era. This is a multi-billion dollar industry now. The revenues have just gone through the roof the last 30 years. So this is big business now, but it's still a great game, and let's hope we can keep both of those intact.
Okay, Tim Kirchen's new book, I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies, Inside the Game That We All Love. Kind of give us a sampling of what else is in the book.
Well, there are 15 chapters, and there are chapters on, you know, the unwritten rules of the game and what it's like to get hit by a pitch and the sounds of the game and the superstitions of the game. For instance, this is just one of a million stories in this book, but Elliot Johnson's just a little, you know, middle infielder that played for years, retired after 2015, and he told me that when he plays in the field, he always chews grape bubblegum. But when he's at the plate, he has to chew watermelon bubblegum because, I'm quoting here, the hits are in the watermelon bubblegum.
Nice.
So he got traded to the Braves, and he goes to the clubhouse kid and says, do you have any watermelon bubblegum? And the guy says, no, we don't have any of that. He goes, well, you got to get me some. We have a game tonight. So the clubhouse kid runs out, goes to like 20 stores, finds it, brings it back, and Elliot Johnson is happy. And that night he got a hit, and he looked at me, and he said, and I got a hit that night because the hits are in the watermelon bubblegum. And as ridiculous as that may seem, for players today playing the hardest game in the world, at least me, they need every advantage that they can get. And if psychologically they feel better about themselves, you know, chewing watermelon bubblegum, then more power to them.
Are baseball players the most superstitious guys that you've ever been around, Tim?
Yeah, maybe I haven't met enough professional athletes. Maybe football and basketball players are the same way, but every player I spoke to for this chapter had a superstition, except for Adam LaRoche, who just retired from baseball, and he looked at me and he goes, look, my only superstition is I'm not superstitious. That's it. I'm not doing anything. And he looks at me and he goes, really? How am I going to explain to my wife that I can't go to my son's Little League game because I have to go to the same sandwich shop at 1:30 every day as part of my routine? That's not going to fly in my family, so I've just decided I have no routines, I have no superstitions. It's better that way.
Legendary sports journalist Tim Kirchen is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're highlighting his brand new book, I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies. The conversation continues after this timeout.